This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Government today announced setting up of the 8th pay commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said that the term of 7th pay commission is going to end in 2026 and the setting up of 8th pay commission now will give enough time to receive recommendations of the pay panel. He said the appointment of chairman and two members of the commission will be made soon.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है. 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन 1947 से अब तक 7 पे कमीशन हुए और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में लास्ट पे कमीशन 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है. उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन स्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशिएंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट द रिकमेंडेशंस कैन बी रिसीव्ड वेल बिफोर द कंप्लीशन ऑफ द पीरियड ऑफ 7th पे कमीशन.
द गवर्नमेंट्स फ्लैगशिप इनिशिएटिव स्टार्टअप इंडिया हैज कंप्लीटेड 9 इयर्स टुडे. Sharing a video message on a social media platform on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government has left no stone unturned to encourage a culture of startups in the country. President Draupadi Murmu accorded a ceremonial welcome to the President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was also present on the occasion. Talking to media on the occasion, President Shanmugaratnam said India and Singapore are now on a new trajectory with the upgrade of their relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which was announced during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Singapore in September last year. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, today scripted history by successfully completing docking of 2 satellites named Chaser and Target under the SpaceX mission. With the stupendous success of this indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the 4th country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. Docking technology is critical in assembling the space station and in crewed missions. It provides crucial facilities including in-orbit refueling and assembling heavy infrastructure in microgravity. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team on the feat. In the meantime, President Draupadi Murmu extended her wishes to ISRO and the entire scientists and engineers communities of the country for boosting India's space capabilities. Lauding the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said it is a significant stepping stone for the country's ambitious space missions in the years to come. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system. The Defence Ministry today signed a contract with Bharat Dynamics Limited for the supply of medium-range surface-to-air missiles for the Indian Navy at a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. According to the ministry, the MRSAM system is a standard fit on board multiple Indian naval ships and is planned to be fitted on the majority of the future platforms planned for acquisition. It said that the contract marks a critical milestone in the ongoing efforts to bolster India's defense capabilities and indigenous advanced military technology. Nomination process is in full swing for the Delhi Assembly polls, as just one day is left for filing of nomination papers. Several prominent candidates of Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress are going to file their nominations today. The Election Commission has directed political parties to take necessary measures for prominent leveling of AI-generated and synthetic content shared for campaigning during elections. The Commission has issued advisory to the heads of all political parties, saying that campaigners will need to include disclaimers in advertisements and promotional content disseminated online. Bharat Rashtra Samiti Working President and former State Minister K. Tarak Rama Rao today appeared before the Enforcement Directorate in Hyderabad for questioning. Rao is facing a money laundering probe relating to alleged irregularities in payments amounting to about 55 crore rupees during the previous BRS regime. India has welcomed the announcement of the agreement for the release of hostages and a ceasefire in Gaza. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said this agreement will lead to a safe and sustained supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.